We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's the question. Say Miami beats Philadelphia.
They will.
And they get to the final and they win the final. Are you excited that they won and Messi didn't score? Or will you be excited if you score a hat trick and they lost? Like,
exactly.
What would have been, as a fan, what is more exciting? What would be more thrilling for you? To see Messi score a hat trick and they lose? Or the team wins, but Messi's a non-factor in the game?
Exactly. And that's the thing. Let's say a family of four, you buy $200 piece tickets. You, your wife, two kids, you're going. How do you leave that stadium if you win League's Cup? First trophy ever. First silverware ever for Inter Miami. But Messi really wasn't a factor. No assists, no goals, not really a part of a lot of the plays, just kind of ran around. Are you leaving satisfied? Now, on the other hand, like I said, or Vlad said, Messi gets a hat trick and a wonder goals while you're at it.
Yeah, like unbelievable goal, like a
memorable goal,
bicycle kick goal. I mean, I don't think you could do that at the age anymore. But it's Messi. You could do it. But just some of the finest artistry you've seen by technique by a soccer player. What if he just scores three unbelievable goals that leaves you mesmerized? But the team lose 5-3
or 6-3. Do you leave satisfied?
You leave satisfied because I wanted to know yesterday, were people upset?
Yes.
When it was 3-0. 83rd minute. He's still on the pitch. Did they stay to the end? Or did they were people already heading out to Las Olas or South Beach?
Were there people in that crowd in the 80th or so minute like, I can't believe this. We bought tickets to this game and Messi didn't score. It's like, but you're up 3-0. Oh, God. We're not coming to any more games. And then he scores. Ah! And you can hear the relief. And I mean, we love Phil. We love TR and the whole team. You can hear the relief in their voices. Yes! Yes!
Campana squares. No! Perfect! Messi! He's done again! And Leo Campana with a silver
plate. TR's gone.
He's been waiting 87 minutes to let that out, man.
Miami! Messi! Campana! Campana! Messi!
Just start yelling out the roster. Joseph Martinez, Jake Callender, Tata Martino, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba. Okay. So that is interesting. You bring that up. Now, as a hardcore Inter Miami fan, I don't care how you do it. I want to win the trophy. As a longtime soccer fan and lover of soccer, I do kind of care how you do it because the more Messi scores, the more soccer in this United States is going to grow and get bigger and better and crazy and fun. But at the end of the day, Vlad, if I had to make a choice and I was spending $1,000 on a ticket, I want Inter Miami to win League's Cup, and I think I'm in the minority of that. I think most people want to just see Messi ball out, win or lose. I think. Well, how do you feel, Vlad?
If you love the team, you're rooting for the team.
I'm rooting for the team.
So you want them to win. You don't care how they won.
No.
I don't think Portugal cared how they won the Euro Cup that year.
Nope.
Ronaldo didn't score no goal. As a matter of fact, I think Ronaldo got hurt in the game. Mm-hmm. They won the game without him, but they won. The country was happy. It's only if you're French fans or just, newcomer or you just like that certain player. But if you love the club, You're going to be happy that they won, no matter if the superstar scored or not.
Look, I'll even ask you, Vlad, as a good example. Who is your all-time favorite sports athlete?
That's
a tough question. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot. But I would just say, like, even me, let's say 1 year the Saints go to the Super Bowl, but Drew Brees got hurt in the NFC Championship game. Doesn't play in the Super Bowl, but the Saints still win the Super Bowl. I mean, am I like, oh, I want to see Drew Brees win another one? Or
yeah.
Maybe, but I'm still like, I'll take the Saints champion, the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing, Dan. You're still rooting for the team after Drew Brees retired, right? All right, so in that, for my example, let's say, you know, everybody knows the team that's playing the Marlins this weekend, Yankees. The Yankees. So say Derek Jeter wasn't there, right? Okay. I don't care. I'm rooting for the team. I'm happy that the team have this player. I'm not rooting for the team because they got this player. I was rooting for the team and they just happened to yeah, I'm not. I'm not one of those fans that moves with players.
Right. And I mean, I do want my all-time favorite players to ball out. Yes.
Right.
But not at the sake of the team. It's team first.
Team first, as always. I don't root for the name in the back of the jersey. I root for the name in front of the jersey.
Right. But I mean, it's an added bonus, a little lanyap, as we like to say. It's lanyap when your guy or girl balls out and you win. So it's a little bit of something. But
right.
I think there might have been a lot of Inter Miami fans there last night that were disappointed 85 minutes into the match.
Absolutely.
Maybe even upset. Maybe even feeling like they got cheated and maybe that they were, in a way, losing, even though they were up 3-0. When was the last time Miami's been on a 5-game win streak, much less blowing teams out 4-0? Oh, man, it's a beautiful time. Actually, it's never happened.
Menu, who I think Menu was at the game, said that he's like he had beautiful dime passes, and I agree. I'm like, what if it's a game where it's not even that, Menu. He's not even doing that. Because I even told that when Dan and I were talking about that, I was like, well, Dan, what if he had some great passes? Dan was like, no, nothing. He played like he was a non-factor in the game. It was the other players.
Not even red carded out early, and you can be like, oh, he got carded out. Like literally just a non-factor.
He was just non-factor. And it might be because the defense was all about him.
Charlotte
was focused
tried
on him
so hard. Last night.
Right. So you understand that. So that's why you got to root for the team. So you see the other great players like Mr. Taylor. Man, he's been playing
Robert
very
Taylor
well.
Loves Lionel Messi. Goodness gracious, he has balled out since.
Right. So you've seen his guys, Jordi Alba. Like you've seen so many great players, so many good players display their talents that. If you're only there to see Messi and he doesn't score, but the team wins, then you're not really there to see the team.
To
see Messi.
You're a Messi fan. I would like to hear – this didn't happen, but I would like to hear Charlotte. All right, guys, look, Golden Knight, just don't let Messi score. I don't care if we win or lose. I don't care if we get blown out. We just want to be the first team to stop Messi from scoring in the United States. That's all. Cut our nose off to spite our face. Let's do this. Go. That's kind of what they did. They didn't, but they did.
I can't wait when Messi cries after holding the League's Cup trophy.
So sweet.
You know, he says this was the biggest trophy he's ever won in the last 2 years.
Wow. Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.